This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 10th. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verses 19 to 20. It says there, "And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you.'" End of quote. The institution of the new covenant by the Lord Jesus Christ on the day of the Passover, just before the crucifixion, was the inauguration of this covenant, which was promised in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31. The Lord God promised hundreds of years before Jesus Christ. In Jeremiah 31, 33 to 34, he said, "This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after the time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." End of quote. Jesus sat with his disciples on the Passover day before his crucifixion, and Luke records what he did on that day. Jesus took the bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." End of quote. The nature of the new covenant as promised about 700 years before Christ in the book of Jeremiah includes these points. It is not based on people's merits or works. God's law will be in their hearts, not just in the tablets like the old covenant mediated through Moses. God will be their God and they will be his people. They know the Lord. The Lord God will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. The name of the covenant promises this is called the new covenant. Now Jesus says how the new covenant is established and fulfilled in him. He said, "The new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." The new covenant is instituted because of the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is poured out for humanity's sins, and the sin issue is solved once for all for those who would believe in the new covenant and its efficacy. Now, the parties of the new covenant per Jeremiah 31 were the house of Israel and the house of Judah, the northern and southern kingdom of the nation Israel in those days. In short, the parties were the nation Israel and the Lord God. Does it mean it is not applicable to all believers everywhere in the globe today? You see, church was established only after the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ on the day of Pentecost, according to Acts chapter 2. Therefore, the church was not in existence when the new covenant was promised. Bible affirms because Israel rejected the mediator of the new covenant, Jesus Christ. The Gentiles and whoever believes in Jesus Christ are availing themselves of its benefits and blessings. Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Romans 9:30-33, he said, "What then shall we say? That the Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have obtained it, a righteousness that is by faith. But the people of Israel who pursued the law as the way of righteousness have not attained their goal." Why not? Because they pursued it not by faith, but as if it were by works. They stumbled over the stumbling stone. End of quote. Bible says in Romans 16:23 that all believers in Jesus Christ everywhere are grafted into the root of the promise given to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. All believers in Jesus Christ are grafted into the new covenant and its promises. God did not leave Israel out of its blessings either. Salvation is possible only through Jesus Christ, who poured out his divine blood for the remission of our sins and mistakes. Both Israel and Gentiles who live all around the world has only one way to come to God, one way for salvation and eternal life, the way of the blood of Jesus Christ. The new covenant is cardinal for everyone. Bible also says one day in the future, Israel as a nation will ratify the new covenant after the full number of the Gentiles has come in. The occasion described by the Lord God in Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10 says, "The Lord God will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me, the one they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for a firstborn son." End of God. One day in the near future, the nation Israel as a whole will look into Jesus Christ, whom they have pierced in their ignorance. Beloved, have you accepted Jesus as your Savior yet? If not, pray with me now and become a recipient of the new covenant promised way back in the olden days and fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand the new covenant is established and inaugurated in the blood of Jesus Christ. And it was promised hundreds and hundreds of years ago before Jesus Christ. And it is fulfilled by the divine plan in the person of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. His blood is poured out for my sins. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Come to me, Lord, and save me today and bless me. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.